At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. You can go to HaneyUniversity.com and get information about golf lessons. If you are looking to get better with your game, I can help you do that. I teach at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, and at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois, which is just north of Chicago, which is very close to where we are living right now. But I go back and forth to Arizona, so I'm there teaching a lot as well. And as the weather gets colder, a lot of people will be looking to go to Arizona, that's for sure. So HaneyUniversity.com, that's where you go to find out information about golf lessons. Okay, you know, this is like the last year of the wraparound. Couple thoughts on this term. One, I was reading all the articles going on about how the players were confused because it used to be if you were in the top 125, you'd make the playoffs, and those were the guys that were on the tour for next year. But now it's changed, and now you have to you got to be in the top 125 after all these. Fall tournaments, and guys are a little miffed by that and, kind of upset about it. The goalposts are changing a little bit. This is the problem that's had. See, the PGA Tour tried so hard, and they had to react to the live golf. They had to react to that. They panicked and that they're going to lose any more players. Which they made it sound like they didn't care if those guys left. You know, we don't like them. They're no good. You can have them. No big loss. They're all over the hill. None of them can play. like Dustin Johnson can't play, and Koepka can't play, and Bryson DeChambeau can't play, and Cameron Smith can't play, and Patrick Reed can't play. I mean, a lot of guys. None of those guys can play. Huh? Taylor Gooch can't play. None of those guys can play. And nobody knows who they are either. Nobody knows who Brooks Koepka is. He can't play. Yeah, sure. But on the other side, when they were telling you that we didn't care if all these guys left, they were in a panic that they weren't going to lose any more. So they had to start changing things around and appeasing the better players. Because in the past, what's happened on the tour is we were more appeasing the rank and file. And the reason they appease the rank and file, the other reason why they appease the rank and file is because the commissioner, and I'm sure like other people that work at the PGA Tour as well, their salaries and bonuses are derived by prize money and overall tournaments and starts that the players get and how many playing spots there are for everybody on the tour. So they weren't really, they're just trying to keep the top guys happy so they don't create noise, but they really just want to build up as much money as they can, as many tournaments as they can, and get as many starts for everybody as they can. And that's how they all, benefited. And then everything changed. And then all of a sudden they've got to make the top guys happier. And that's what they're, that's the whole thing that's happened. Now I was reading about Jimmy Walker, Jimmy Walker, is a major championship winner. I mean, he's 45 years old, back end of his career. And, he's trying to, secure his playing position for next year, and all upset that, the goalposts have switched, and now I gotta play in these tournaments in the fall to try to secure my position. And I can see his point, and I can see the tour's point too. I mean, they had to do something, and not everybody's going to be happy. So they're up there at the Fortinet Championship. But I was watching the tournament. I watched it on replay because I watched a lot of football this last weekend. But I watched this tournament on replay. I watched the whole thing. I was tired as all get out, but I really wanted to watch it because especially the last round, because this Sahith Theegala, okay, and he's the kid who's had a chance to win a couple times this year, had a heartbreaker at Phoenix when he didn't win. His whole family's there. Brother flew in. He's got a shot at winning, and he didn't get it done, but he was a great story. It seems like a great, great kid, and he's got a chance to win at this Fortinet Championship. That's not the greatest field you've ever seen, but a win's a win, and winning on the PGA Tour is so hard. We know that because that's what they always tell us. But he beat a Justin Thomas who's really trying to get back on his game, but has had a horrible year. Max Homa was defending champion, two-time defending champion. But then you go through and you look at everybody else on that field, and it's like, who are these guys? There's a lot of, guys that are trying to resurrect their career or get their playing spots for next year. The name recognition is like it's non-existent. You got Max Homa, you got Justin Thomas, and Justin Thomas wasn't exactly riding a heater coming in there. So what do you really got this? So if you can pick up a win, this is a place to do it right here. But you know what? You shoot 21 under like Sahith Theegala did, and you shoot a tournament record. Hey, that's well done. That's well earned. But anyway, I was glued to it because I was watching it, and I wanted to see the kid win, and they kept showing his dad all the time. And, I like those kind of stories. I like to see, the family celebrate. And I watched the whole Sunday just to see what was going to happen and to see the end. I just wanted to see the end. I wanted to see I want to see him finish it off and win. And he made a bunch of putts. I always say there's three keys to golf: eliminating penalty strokes, eliminating two chips, and eliminating three putts. He has the longest streak going. I think it's like 240 holes. See, Tiger used to run streaks like that. 240 holes in a row without a three putt. That'll get it done. He ended up winning by two shots over SH Kim. And Theegala is, he had the stats that you look for. He finished second for the weekend putting, and he finished sixth strokes gained tee to green. And that's, that'll get it done. he's third around the green. You don't get much better than that. You know, I mean that's winner, chicken dinner right there. If you can do that. Top 10 putting, top 10 greens in regulation or strokes gained tee to green, and that is the formula. But when you're second in putting and sixth in the strokes gained tee to green, you're going to get it. You're going to probably get it done. There's no two ways about that. And when you look at his game for the year, he's 64th strokes gained tee to green, which is not bad, and 17th in putting. I mean, if you're 64th tee to green, 17th in putting, he's a money making machine. $7 million this year. If you're 64th strokes gained tee to green and 17th in putting, that will get it done. And he's getting experience. You know, he finished second twice this year. He was second at the not just at Phoenix, but also at the Hilton Head RSM. He was second there too. So he's had some experience with it. And then he got the big win. And that was fun to watch. I enjoyed that. One of the things that I noticed, though, when I'm watching that tournament, I guess one of the reasons I notice this stuff is because the corrupt golf media through the whole they used to get on that Twitter or X, whatever you call it, they would always point out like that. There isn't anybody at the LIV Golf. You know, there's not a big galleries at LIV Golf. Well, first off, there's more people at LIV Golf than you think there are, and that the Krupp Golf media wants you to think there are, and the people that are there have a great time, because I know a lot of people that have been to LIV Golf events and they just love it. They think they've had a great time. But the point is this: when I'm watching on TV, I'm watching this. This is not just this tournament. This is a lot of tournaments on the PGA Tour that I've watched, this year. And I look out there and I see, I got these beautiful stands all set up, like at the Fortinet. They're in Napa Valley. I mean, it's about as good as it gets right there. There's nobody in those stands. There's nobody there. This kid, Sahith Theegala, he wins the tournament, but he had his own gallery. He had like. They took a picture out. It's on PGA Tour.com. It's like he's with a trophy, and this is awesome. Really, I mean, it really is. He's on it with a trophy. There must be 40 people in the picture. It's like his gallery. Like, and they're all cheering for him as he's coming up 18. And then he got them all to take a picture with the trophy, which that is cool. It's a memorable thing for him, but it's memorable for all of his friends and his family, and his mother was there and his father was there, and they interviewed the mother and father after the round, and it's a great story. But there wasn't very many people watching that golf tournament. Now I don't know who was watching on TV, and I tell you what, the ratings have to be just horrible, because you're going up against the NFL, you're going up against college football on Saturday, you're going up the NFL on Sunday. I mean, you got no chance is what you got. And they got no chance, when you see the broadcast. Okay. I mean, that's as close as you can come to mailing it in. Although I did love Roger Maltby was back. Roger Maltby from NBC was back doing the telecast. It was great to hear his voice. Always one of my favorites, they've replaced him, but they haven't replaced him with anybody as good as him. The one tournament he did this year, I'm listening to it. I'm like, whoa, this sounds a little better than what I've been listening to all year. And that's just my opinion, I mean, I think Roger is one of the best that's ever done it. He was great to listen to, but they had the big gallery on 18. But it was the big gallery was Theegala's gallery. That's it. It was all friends and family. There's nobody in the stands. There's nobody there. I don't know how they've been able to pull this off. I'm watching that telecast and I'm thinking, there's nobody at this tournament. They get these sponsors to put up all this money, and I'm like, the television ratings have to be terrible, and there's nobody there watching. I'm trying to figure it out. How does this make sense to, like, business wise, to sponsor a PGA Tour event? And you know what? That's why they had to make a deal with the Live Golf because it doesn't make any sense. And those sponsors were all pushing back, and they're going to push back harder. And there's too many tournaments on the PGA Tour. There's too many tournaments that don't matter. And it's all right if they don't matter because it's entertainment, but there's just too many of them. Golf needs a season. And I think going forward, like, it may take them a couple more years to figure this whole thing out and everything. It probably will. It'll probably keep evolving. I mean, but I think in the end, it'll be, it'll end up being better. But I'll tell you what, the win by Sahith Theegala. I like to see young kids win and new players win. It's fun. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching him and he's a good player. You know, I don't know if he's the floodgates, you know, everybody, you know, like they all, as soon as sure enough, they got on the interview afterwards. They had the Smiley Kaufman on there with Smiley Kaufman was on there with Terry Gannon, and Terry does a great job. And I like Smiley Kaufman. He's doing a good job. Smiley Kaufman. He's in the booth. That guy's in the booth. I mean, unbelievable. It goes from right there in the booth. He's like the analyst. They ask him. And he's just doing what he hears everybody else do. Okay, where does he go from here? You know, he's got a chance to be a top player. He goes straight to major championships are next. Major championships. I mean, major championship? One win on the PGA Tour at a tournament where it's an incredibly weak field? A win's a win. I'm not trying to discount it, but 103rd on the PGA Tour off the tee, 64 strokes gained tee to green, 74th approach shot to the green. You know, total driving 137th, which means you're not straight or long. Major championships. I mean, like there's only four of them a year. And he did finish top 10 at Masters. He finished, you know, ninth there, 40th at the PGA, 27th at the U.S. Open, and missed a cut at the Open Championship. You got to get in the majors. He's in them now, you know. He played in them all last year. He's in them again next year. You got to get in the hunt. You know, like his ninth at, you know, you think, well, he's top 10 at the Masters. Yeah, it's a backdoor top 10. Which is still a top 10. I'm not saying, you know, it's good, but you know, it's like he shot 67 in the last round. You know, it's like, you know, you're losing, you know, 4-1 in a hockey game, and then you score a goal, you know, late, and it's 4-2, and you got outshot 30-10, and you think, you know, we only lost by two. Yeah, but I mean, you were kind of never in the game. You never really had a chance. You got shelled. It was in your end the whole time. You know, it's you got to win a major. You got to get in a major. You got to get in contention, and you got to get in the top 10, and you got to get in there quick, like in the first round, the second round. That's where you got to get. So anyway, it's just rinse and repeat. They just keep saying the same thing over and over again. All these announcements. It's like, oh, you know, he's win a major next. So win a major next. And you know what? Win some more PGA Tour events, and then. But you know, hey, anything's possible. And it's kind of we've seen it that, you know what? Hey, you know, anything's possible. Anything's possible. And a lot of guys are capable. But, winning majors is tough. Winning majors. But, hey, if you've won one PGA Tour event, that is a great accomplishment. Being on the PGA Tour is a great accomplishment. All right, that's all I got for you today. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts, and go to voodoopainrelief.com if you are looking for some relief from your arthritis pain, hands, elbows, shoulders, hips, knees, whatever, back, whatever it might be. Product is absolutely fantastic, and it will help you out. VoodooPainRelief.com. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Kenny Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.